This is KUT. In the Runberg area of Austin, there's a cul-de-sac lined with apartment buildings and a few homes. At the top of the street sits a daycare center. According to the Austin Police Department, this cul-de-sac was once one of the most dangerous streets in Austin. As KUT's Audrey McGlitchy reports, some things have changed.
The beat of APD senior officer Rafael Quianes takes him to some of the hottest crime spots in Runberg. He starts at the intersection of I-35 and Runberg Lane, and after checking in with people who work along the street, he heads south to Sam Rayburn Drive.
When we first started, one of the streets, Sam Rayburn, was known as one of the worst streets in Austin. People, when we first started, weren't talking to us, you know, but week after week, we're there. Asking them what are their concerns.
How bad did it get on a street named for a U.S. Speaker of the House? Well, here's an excerpt from a 2014 report written by researchers at the University of Texas.
Used condoms and drug paraphernalia line the street. Large dumpsters are on both sides of the street, and it is not unusual to see junked couches, old rolls of carpet, sheetrock, and mattresses sitting beside them. Graffiti and gang insignia are sprayed on the buildings and fences, and some of the apartments are in significant disrepair. Drugs and prostitution are serious problems on Sam Rayburn and are often the catalyst for the violent crime that occurs here.
The Austin Police Department had designated it a hot spot, a place where historically a large proportion of crime has taken place. In 2012, APD received a federal grant totaling $1 million to lower crime rates in Runberg. They decided these hot spots would best be served by community policing. In other words, walking.
Hey, how's it going? Good, good, good. Everything good going on over here? Everybody all right?
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going, sir?
Making it?
Yeah. No problems. I saw you guys covered up the graffiti over here.
Yeah, we had to.
Yeah. It's good.
It's covered up again.
Officer Quianes talks to mechanics at an auto shop in hotspot number 1, I-35 in Runberg. Before the body shop, Quianes ducked into a Texaco station. No problems there, said the clerk. Quianes moved onto a couple at a bus stop. Things were fine. So we hop in the car and head to hotspot 2, Sam Rayburn. It's a striking difference from hotspot 1, which lies along a busy highway. Here on Sam Rayburn, there is, at first glance, much less going on. I find Antonio Mancines working in his front yard, his white shirt dirtied, his hands rough. I ask him what things were like before the cops started coming around about a year ago.
Just imagine, we were always afraid. It was dangerous, never knowing when there was going to be a shootout.
And now?
The entire neighborhood has changed a lot. We are very satisfied. Glad that it's like this.
Hotspot on Sam Rayburn Drive, in some respects, has been where we've seen some of the greatest success so far.
Professor David Springer with the University of Texas is the lead researcher on APD's efforts in Runberg. According to his analysis, violent crime on the street has dropped by 44%. Property crimes down 26%.
In part, I think what made that effort successful in Sam Rayburn was getting rid of some problematic renters in three or four of the houses there. And after those folks had moved out was when we really noticed a significant improvement in just in terms of the amount of crime taking place and, you know, more kids being out on the street and that sort of thing.
Officer Quianes tells me that some apartment building owners on Sam Rayburn either evicted or refused to rent again to these, quote, bad actors. And that has helped. But what about the residents who still live here? Mancines, the 68-year-old man working in his yard, tells us about a young woman who's been coming around, knocking on doors.
I was hired to help the officers, because these guys are not going to be around as much as they are today.
Meet Cecile Fandos. She's a community engagement coordinator with APD. It's her job, she tells me, to get residents talking to one another. But there are challenges. The area is low income, and so a lot of adults are working more than one job and don't have the time. She held a community meeting in December, which she advertised by dropping off flyers on every doorstep. Only 6 residents showed up.
All of the neighborhood has a very high mobility rate. People come to that area and move for another job to a different area and maybe come back after a while. That's a lot of, some people have been there for decades, but a lot of people move in and out all the time.
Plus, she says, violence in the past made it hard for neighbors to chit-chat.
Well, when gangs used to shoot at each other on both sides of the street. I guess it didn't invite to friendly conversations.
I ask Mancinez, what goes on in the street now?
Now there's not a lot of danger. Now the kids play there.
A 7-year-old and his brother ride their bikes, while down the street, older kids, mostly in middle school, play soccer. They tell me, sure, it's gotten safer. They hear fewer gunshots at night. There was one shooting at the end of January, neighbors tell me. A person was shot and killed around 3 in the morning at the end of the street. But something like that doesn't happen as often anymore. A shooting now is noteworthy. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.